just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, that, of course, is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here in the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former resident of Morgan's Point and Austin, Texas, bringing the music to you. So tonight, Gerf Morlix. Now, that's an odd name. But unless you read the liner notes of a bunch of records, you might not recognize that he is the quintessential sideman and record producer, probably best known for his decade-plus work with Lucinda Williams, and more on that later. And I kept seeing his name pop up on records that I was playing by Slade Cleaves and Buddy Miller and Robert Earl Keen and others, and I really started to dig in a little bit, and thus this show is born. So tonight we're going to hear a little bit from Gerf himself, as he decided to play his own music around the year 2000 or so. He's got 10 or more albums. But we're also going to hear from other Texas musicians, none of which have been heard on Boogie Back before. So tonight, no Buddy Miller, Slade Cleaves, etc., Lucinda Williams, but some other pretty fine musicians, kind of like Austin DeLeon and Bill Kirchen, who let us know that we need to just let's rock.
Down a one-way track, I'm moving down the line, honey, I ain't coming back. Yeah, come on, everybody, let's rock in the morning, roll in the evening, and all night through. Hey, now, Mom, you know you just made me wanna do everything that you wanna do. Let's do it to it, baby. Yeah.
how Austin DeLeon on keys and Bill Kirchen on guitar. Let's Rock from the album Translanticana, weird name, came out in 2016. Kerf was on guitar on that one as well. Austin was born in Pennsylvania, and he moved to California in about early 70s, where he met Bill Kirchen of Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, and they've been playing together off and on ever since then. Although Translantica, I think, is their first duet album that they've had together. Bill Kirchen had a long career with Commander Cody. He's been called the Titan of the Telecaster. He moved to Austin permanently in 2011, and he's got a list of awards as long as both of my arms. He is quite a talented guy. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, key researcher. Thanks for listening in. And next up on our Gerf Borlick's guided tour of Texas musicians, I thought we might hear from Gerf himself. And he's got 11 albums of his own. And let's dip into an album called Diamonds to Dust from 2007 for a bit of a story song worth dying for.
She met a prince. He was perfect. She knew what to do. She knew how to work it. She found a match. She had to strike it. It was love, or something like it. He tasted danger in her kiss. He never known nothing like this. He raised the bar. Set it higher. They were in love. They were on fire. You're so strong. You're not scared. Time stands still. You whisper a prayer. Traveled, fabric they wove started coming unraveled. Where was it going? All of the power just getting darker by the hour. But you're so strong, you're not scared. Time stands still as you whisper a prayer. There ain't no way you're gonna take any more. Some things are worth dying. So hard, there was no limit. If the river was blood, they would swim it. You're so strong. You're
whisper a prayer.
Sit-ups and I run in place. I put the coffee on, but the pot ain't clean. Yeah, oh, you little devils of alcohol and caffeine. A handful of vitamins, dropped them on the floor. My ex-girlfriends are laughing from the icebox door. I put their photos up there. Yeah, we talk all the time, but they ain't talking back now. The pugilist is 59. Cold chicken salad, a glass of iced tea, phone bills, gas bills, electricity, and the mortgage in the junk mail. One old Father's Day card. Yeah, go sweat it out, kid, it's 108 in the yard. Water the lawn, trim them old trees, pray that your gut don't fall down to your knees. And Archie Moore whispers in your ear, get up, kid, you're in your prime. Nah, nah, the champs on the ropes are the pugilist is 59. The rock and the roll and the fight for your soul goes on and on. You put on the gloves, you're always ready for love. Pray your passion ain't used up and gone, yeah. A mighty thin line between a heavyweight champ and a used up old clown. But this is Hollywood, kid. Fear strikes out, miracles turn around, one-sided bouts. Get off the floor, kid, the sweet science of them old romantic lines. Hey, the champ's coming back, boys, the pugilist is 59. And the roll and the fight for your soul goes on and on. You put on the gloves, you're always ready for love. Pray your passion ain't used up and gone, yeah. Roll out of bed, water on your face, 25 sit-ups, run in place. You put the coffee on, but the pot ain't clean. I said, oh, you little devils of alcohol and caffeine. Yeah, oh, you little devils of alcohol and caffeine. I said, oh, you little devils of alcohol and caffeine.
That was Tom Russell with Pugilist at 59, and he wasn't talking about boxing only. I think the love battle. cauliflower heart. What a great term. Anyway, that came from his album Love and Fear, came out in 2006. And one of the 28 or 29 albums he's put out there. Gerf was the producer, and he played some slide on and guitar on that album. Tom obviously is a pretty prolific songwriter. They had a whole bunch of them covered by folks like Johnny Cash, Guy Clark, Nancy Griffith. I think Katie Lang had one or two also. He's also a painter, and he's the author of novels, song quotes, his own songs and paintings and essays. And he's born in L.A. He went to UCLA Law School. He taught school in Nigeria for a year, lived in Norway and Spain and Canada, and settled into Texas in the mid-70s before heading out to the West Coast and then New York. And we're going to hear more from him in future shows, that's for sure. Before Tom, we heard Gerf Morlix with his song Worth Dying For from his Diamonds to Dust album from 2007. Gerf is from Buffalo, New York. He started his career in 1966, got himself into country music after listening to Hank Williams, but there's not a great country scene around Buffalo, at least there wasn't at that time. So he moved to Austin in 1975 at the suggestion of Commander Cody. And then he split his time between Austin and Houston, where, coincidentally, Lucinda Williams and Blaze Foley were hanging out in the same kind of places, and he ended up leading her band, singing and playing guitar, and eventually producing her albums. But that wasn't later. Early on, they were earning about $10 a night, and Gerf almost quit and gave it all up. Except that very same day that he was going to tell Lucinda that, she announced that there was a record deal in the making. So he stayed with the band, and as I said, ended up producing two records for her. A little bit more about Gerf later on in the show. You listen to Texas musicians who have played with Gerf Morlix, the Austin-based performer and record producer. It's been a great opportunity to introduce some new folks that we haven't heard before on this show. And I am Jeff Fletcher, your host. Thanks for listening in tonight.
This portion of Voice of Ashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union. Practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Thanks to those folks and all those underwriters who have stuck with us during this difficult time. We appreciate some of you being able to stay open and serve everybody. Terrific job. Next up, we're going to change gears, as often is the case right here on Boogie Back to Texas, and we're going to kind of move toward a little bit of country, a little swing. Here's the Hot Club of Cowtown with I'm an Old Cowhand.
But my legs ain't bold and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. Sure ain't fixing the starting now. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail and that Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in a Ford V8. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go. I learned them off of the radio. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, Jackson. I'm a pioneer who begun from scratch. I don't bat an eye in a shooting match. They don't call me Elmer, they call me Satch. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. Look out, Texas, here I come. Right back where I started from. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
That was the Kennedys, Pete and Maura Kennedy with Cuckoo from Angel Fire album. Came out way back in 1998. Had Gerf Morlicks on guitar on that one. The Kennedys are a husband-wife team out of Washington, D.C. They met, however, in Austin while Pete was playing guitar in Nancy Griffith's Blue Moon Orchestra. Pete had to go to Colorado for a festival, but he called Maura and they scheduled their first date. That was a visit to Buddy Holly's grave in Lubbock. How romantic is that? The trek of 500 miles from opposite directions, and Maura soon replaced Iris DeMent, singing harmony on Nancy's tour, so I guess it worked pretty well. Pete and Maura eventually went out on their own, and this was their third album. And before the Kennedys, we heard The Hot Club of Cowtown with I'm an Old Cow Hand from their 2002 album Ghost Train. Gerf was their producer, engineer, mixer, and master, and the band plays really an interesting mix of Western swing and kind of Django Reinhardt-inspired continental jazz. They emerged in I think it was the late 90s that they first came out, and they started originally in New York City with Whit Smith on guitar and Alanna James on fiddle. Both of them have incredibly impressive musical, serious musical pedigrees. They eventually went to San Diego, and then they moved to Austin in the late 90s, where they adopted their name. They've got about 10 albums out now, and I really like the mix of music that they have there. You listen to Texas musicians who have had musical relationships with Gerf Morlix, singer-songwriter, sideman, producer out of Austin, Texas. I'm your host of Boogie Back to Texas, Jeff Fletcher, and I appreciate your listening in here tonight. And a lot of the people that Gerf has worked with create story songs. And next up, we got a couple that are also done in the talking blues tradition. I think you'll recognize that in a minute. We're going to lead off with Michael Fracasso and Wake Up, George.
Wake up, George, mow the lawn. Wake up, George, you asleep. Wake up, George, it's almost dawn. You know the grass won't keep. It's your turn to take the kids to school. Make sure you pack their lunch. Drop the cat off at the vet's. I love you, honey, bunch. I'll wake up, George, go to work. It's time to pay the bill. Wake up, George, your mother called to see your father's ill. Well, you know the lazy brother, he still ain't found work. He's living with some 16-year-old man, that guy's a jerk. Well, once upon a time in a land far, far away from here, there lived two people. They were as different from each other as a left turn and a right turn, as Democrats and Republicans, as hogs fence posts. They went off and they built themselves a castle. High in the clouds, they lived happily ever after. I'll wake up, George, get the phone and give the kid his bottle. Wake up, George, you volunteer the rest of your tomorrows. Pick up dinner on the way home, fries and quarter pounders. Don't forget tonight's a night to see a marriage counselor. I'll wake up, George, I hear a noise of someone at the door. Wake up, George, I'm afraid and I hate it when you snore. There's a cockroach in the bathroom, you better bring your gun. He's bigger than a family dog, I think he ate our son. Well, once upon a time in a land far, far, far away from here, there lived two people. They were as different from each other as sardines and sushi, as beer and champagne, as a left turn and a right turn. But they went off and they built themselves a castle. High in the clouds, they lived happily ever after. Wake up, George, I have to get something off my chest. Wake up, George, if I can't sleep, you don't deserve to rest. Well, tell me why you love me, why you find me attractive. Have you been seeing someone else? You ain't been very active. Oh, wake up, George, smell the coffee, then go make me breakfast. Wake up, George, let's make love, let's do something reckless. I don't care about the neighbors, I don't care about the dog. I don't care about the curtains, I don't care about the smog. I don't care about the moon, I don't care about the sun. I don't care about the air that surrounds us everyone. I don't care about destruction, I don't care about birth. I don't care about religion, I don't care about the dirt. I don't care about the children, let them go and beg for bones. I don't care about the needy, tell them leave me alone. I don't care about taxes, don't care about the feds. I don't care about money, I don't care if you drop dead. I don't care about fallout, don't care about our friends. Don't care about the beginning, I don't care, go ahead, tell me the end. I don't care if I'm a living, I don't care if I'm cruel. Just wanna know one thing, George, it wasn't one big joke. Well, once upon a time in a land far, far away from here, there lived two people. And they were as different from each other as apples and oranges, as tomatoes and tomatoes, as the New York Times and the National Enquirer. But they went off and they built themselves a fine-looking castle, four bedrooms, three baths, high up in the clouds. They lived happily ever after.
Butch Hancock from Lubbock. He was on vocals and harp, and the song was Junkyard and Son from his album Eats Away the Night, released in 1995. Gerf produced that record for Butch, and Lucinda Williams and Charlie Sexton both make an appearance on that album. I believe you did hear Charlie Sexton on guitar along with Butch. I've talked about Butch in conjunction with his work as part of the Flatlanders, along with Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Joe Ely. And Butch went to architecture school after graduating college, but he ended up going back to his family's farm near Lubbock. And then they formed the Flatlanders, and that kind of didn't work out real well because they had a really bad record deal. And then Joe Ely began to have a lot of solo success, and he was drawing on Jimmie Dale's songs and Butch's songs. And so they said, well, let's get back together. And they did quite a few albums, I guess, for the Flatlanders. And then Butch eventually moved to Austin, started making his own records. And he mentioned South Congress. That's right where we lived, was South Congress Avenue, right near there anyway. Before Butch, we heard Michael Fracasso and Wake Up George from his 1992 album, Love and Trust, and Gerf played guitar on that one. Michael was born and raised in Mingo Junction, Ohio, and you win $5 if you know that that's where they filmed The Deer Hunter. He came out here to Washington to finish college, and then he moved to New York City to be a songwriter, and including he played in the famous Cornelia Street Cafe in Greenwich Village. His next stop was Austin, and he fit in pretty well with the growing Americana scene there with Lyle Lovett and Joe Ely, and he's got about 10 albums out now. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Many thanks for the underwriting support provided by Leif Rasmussen of Vashon Dental, who operates a family practice providing dental care in a relaxed environment with an emphasis on personalized care and treatment for every individual who walks through the door. Located across from the Blue Heron Arts Center and on the web at vashondental.com.
So we're going to continue in the story song vein with a guy by the name of Sam Baker and his story of a woman who wasn't content to stay anywhere. Here is Orphan.
She used to say she was an orphan. It never was exactly the truth. Her sister's mother got tired of her hanging around. So she ended up living in a home for girls. She's a straight-haired kid in a house full of curls. A straight-haired kid, always hanging around. She sings Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. She's coming, she's gonna carry me home. So the first chance she got, she said, I do, to a tall town boy. He said, me too. Honorable mention, all district quarterback. He said, I'll carry you away. She left him drunk on a stool in a county line bar, going on about high school, how he was a star. She just got tired of him hanging around. She sings Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. She's coming, she's gonna carry me home. She got a job at the Dairy Queen, had two baby boys, two more diamond rings, and the husbands, well, they were brave. But she split that one horse town, just got tired of all the people that are hanging around. She split that one horse town. But now she lives outside L.A., where the broke-down baseball player used to play Double A. A religious man, he never drinks or swears. But she's tired of all this talk about her getting saved. Tired of all the talk of Revelation Day. She's tired, She's tired of him hanging around. She sings swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot.
She's coming,
gonna carry me home. She sings swing low,
swing low,
sweet chariot. She's coming.
She's flowing away from me.
That was Gerf Morlix again with She's a River from his last Exit to Happy Land, released in 2009. Boy, I hope he made it to Happy Land. That is not a very happy song. The harmony that you heard there was matched to me just perfectly with the voice was from Patty Griffin from Austin, Texas as well. Before Gerf, we had Sam Baker with Orphan from his 2007 album Pretty World. It's a really a good album. You also heard Marcia Ramirez on vocals. Sam was born in New York, and when he was traveling by train to Machu Picchu in 1986, a bomb that was placed on a luggage rack above his head exploded, and it killed 7 passengers, including 3 that were sitting with him. Sam sustained serious brain injury, a cut artery, blown-in eardrums, and the fingers of his left hand were gnarled. He ended up teaching himself how to play guitar left-handed, and as you could probably tell from his diction, the brain injury affected his speech and his use of language in that he could not remember nouns from that brain injury. Wow. It's 6 albums, and he's just a hell of a painter as well. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where we're hearing songs from Texas musicians we haven't heard before on this show, and the connection among them is that they all have recorded with Gerf Morlix or had records produced by him. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. So we're going to head toward the door with a band that has a great name that I know that a whole bunch of different musicians aspire to, and the band is called the Band of Heathens. And here's their song with Jackson Station.
Mama got a voice like sugar, it's so sweet and fine. Sister singing Amazing Grace, she right in time. And they're laying poor Papa low in the ground that he worked in so. Now they're waiting at the Jackson Station for the train to roll.
Been up all night, she got crows walking round her eyes. But she can still raise a cup and toast to well ran dry. He left her on a Tuesday still with gin, whiskey, and a bottle of pills. Now she's waiting at the Jackson Station looking over the hill.
Take me away, hear that whistle play a sad, sad song. Lay me down where the river runs wide and strong. Sometimes you ride a ticket home, other times she'll leave you all alone. Just waiting at the Jackson Station for the train to roll.
On the real ball line in the backwater shack's been waking to the 419. Said she got the smoke coming out of the stack. They're running on a 10-mile track. Sweating at the Jackson Station, never coming back. Coming back, swearing at the Jackson Station, never coming back. Say, oh,
Band of Heathens from Austin, Texas, and Jackson Station from their 2008 self-named album. Sounds a little bit like Little Feet, sounds a little bit like the band, sounds a lot like the Band of Heathens. Gerf was on pump organ, and he mastered that record, and every single one of the guys, there are six of them in that band, can sing and sing really well. Three of the guys who started the band started out originally, they were kind of sharing the bill at Momo's, which is a club in Austin, used to be a club in Austin on 6th Street. They were doing solo sets, and then they started to play together. And by 2007, they were voted the best new band at the Austin Music Awards. And this album has some pretty notable guests, including Gerf, of course, and Patty Griffin. We make connections right here on The Voice of Vashon and also on this show. The records did great on the charts and in the awards world as well. And they did an interesting thing. They started to record all their shows, their live shows, and then as people walked out the door, they got a USB drive of that show. I don't know how they did that, but they did it for free to their attendees. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I've had a blast exploring Gerf Morlix's influences via his side work or his production. I appreciate your listening in. We're going to go out the door with an Austin icon by the name of Ray Waddy Hubbard, who grew up in Dallas and eventually formed a folk group in Dallas with Michael Martin Murphy. You may have heard that name before. He soon was befriended by Jerry Jeff Walker, who made famous Ray's song Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother, and that is not a typical song from Ray Waddy Hubbard. He did have trouble with his record label, and he quit, and then he toured some, and then he quit, and quit music completely. And then he eventually came back, and he's now got 17 albums, most recent of which came out in 2017, and it's called Tell the Devil I'm Getting There as Fast as I Can. Got some guest appearances from Lucinda Williams, Patty Griffin, Eric Church, and we're going to go out the door with the song Cooler Than Hell from his album Delirium Tremolos, released in 2005, I believe it was, on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening tonight. Here's Ray Waddy Hubbard.
A 68 Camaro, candy apple red, four-speed transmission, chrome heads, rev her up, and she cast a spell. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. A Chesterfield, sunglasses and a suit, a half a pint of gin and a gold tooth, Lightning Hopkins and a pentatonic scale. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. Donna Comp pedal and a beer bottle for a slide. A black faced twin with JBLs. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. Two. just above her hips, a honky-tonkin' woman who wears her ring well. Some things here under heaven are just cooler than hell. Yeah, some of this stuff down here